moving forward. Isaiah 64 for the scripture tonight. Isaiah chapter number 64. We'll try to finish up this chapter tonight. Isaiah 64. May recall that
the hour
this is
approaching
that Isaiah
when the souls of men will hear a mighty shout
15,
resounding in the sky. In power and great glory, King Jesus will appear to take his children home to paradise. It will be a celebration for the ones who chose his name, but total separation from the ones who turned away.
Are you ready for the trumpet? Are you ready for the call? Soon the angels will assemble to usher in the Son of God. Will he come and find you faithful? Will he know your name at all? Every moment brings us closer. Are you ready for the call?
The fire causes the waters to boil.
The Bible speaks of two men who
were
standing in the field, where one is taken and one is left behind. Two women in the kitchen, one goes and one remains. So get your house in order while there's time. In the cross there is salvation. Through the blood there is a way to secure your reservation on that resurrection day.
Are you ready for the trumpet? Are you ready for the call? Soon the angels will assemble to usher in the Son of God. Will he come and find you faithful? Will he know your name at all? Every moment brings us closer. Are you ready for the call?
There's an urgency
to reach the world. We have no time to waste. For within the heart of mortal man, the burning question now is raised.
Are
you ready for the trumpet?
Are
you ready for the call?
And so I think sometimes we get that mixed up. We think, well, you know, in order for me to believe this, I have to understand.
Will he come and find you faithful? Will he know your name at all? Every moment brings us closer. Are you ready for the call?
It would say, God
will
said it,
come and
I
find
believe it,
you faithful?
And that makes it so.
Will he know
whether
your
we
name
believe it or not, if God
all?
Said it, it's so. So we can take
every
that I believe in the heart out, that's good if we do believe.
Closer.
But if God said it, brethren, and it's so,
are you ready,
we benefit by believing. And so here's Isaiah, he's in his prayer,
the
in his petition, you have to understand, he is representing, he's praying for a remnant of people. You remember where this came from? There's been a remnant of people that had left the captivity.
It's like we used to
Israel,
say when
the children of Israel were taken into captivity.
We were younger, playing hide and seek.
And then there was a remnant
not,
who
here
God birthed in their hearts.
And so if you're not ready,
and
you
said,
need
I want
to get
you to
ready,
go back.
Because Jesus
and I want
is
you to
coming
rebuild.
Again. Amen.
I want you to do something.
Well, you have
so
your
this
Bible
is what
open
Isaiah is prophesying.
Luke
He's prophesying
in just a few moments
that remnant
certainly
and what they were going back to do to rebuild,
laid on my
to
heart there.
Refurbish.
Before we do, I want
to rekindle
ask
some
you to
things.
Turn back to chapter
and so
number
he's
one.
Praying
and
on behalf
just a couple
of that remnant.
We've studying in the book
and
of
we've
Luke
talked about all through
about
as we studied this book. We've
things,
talked about how that God will always have a remnant.
Pharisees,
God will always have a remnant.
Certain individuals.
We need not to get too
seems to be.
too down about the fact, well, you know, the church numbers are kind
of, they're kind of declining. Luke, the most beautiful book.
I don't know about numbers. I'll just be clear with you about that. I'm not so sure about numbers. I know there's a lot of people in what's called professing Christendom that are not Christians.
This church,
and I'm not their judge,
because it
defines the purpose.
But I will tell you this:
of a church,
there's a lot of people that name the name of Christ that do not possess Christ.
They only know him as far as by a name. It's by a form. It's a form.
Gospel of Luke begins in,
but it denies the
chapter
power.
One
see,
and verse number five. It talks about
than just saying I'm saved to be saved.
We talked about that.
I was talking with a man this past week.
Was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea.
And I reminded him, listen,
priest,
and then when you say you're a millionaire, but that doesn't make you a millionaire. Somebody,
you'll see where.
Give me a witness on that.
A certain
just because you say you're a millionaire, that doesn't make you a millionaire.
Verse 2, it says, and
there's a lot of folks who say they're
Pharisees.
And again, I'm not their judge. I don't judge people's hearts. That's not my place. And I can judge a man's actions.
We talked about
a certain centurion. But I can't judge a man's motive. And I learned a long time ago
that
you get in trouble when you begin to judge people's motives.
This certain centurion.
Well, the Bible teaches that we're not to judge man's motives.
7 and verse number 41.
There's nothing wrong with judging a man's actions, because we judge righteous judgment.
Verse number 2.
Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about.
The Bible says there were certain women.
I can see what you do. So I can make a pretty clear judgment on that.
Now, I want to even caution that. We're just kind of going through.
But you be careful
a little different
about passing judgment on just something
7,
you see.
8, 9,
not
10,
all things are as they appear.
Last week, a certain Samaritan,
and you certainly want to talk to you about judging things you hear.
Turn back there if you would.
Want to talk to you about the mission?
Come on now, folks.
Of the church.
This is where folks get in trouble.
Missions.
This is where people get
Why
hurt.
Why are we here?
This
Why
is how things begin
here?
To.
Why are these
to,
men
to,
and their families going to? You know, you have a little murmuring, you have a little whispering, a little backbiting, a little. Little gossip,
handouts,
from hearing things, and then you see things, and it may appear to be some way,
talk
but
about that.
Not all things are as they appear.
To the scripture,
so though I can see
things of the gospel,
and I can judge an action, I can't judge why a person done what they've done.
It says now upon the first day of the week,
I can see what a person does.
Verse number 1.
But I can't tell you why
the first day of the week,
very early in the morning they came, when you begin to judge
motives, the Bible
bringing the spices prohibits that. Stay away from
and certain others.
Now, with them.
And
Isaiah
go down
said, God,
in
we need your presence.
If you'll look in verse number
he said, I'm calling on
22
you to show up.
It says there were
better
certain women
and we know about how
needed God to show up. We need God to show up.
Sepulcher.
Amen.
They made the
Now, I'm talking about God showing up.
And then when you look at chapter number 24,
it will not be business as usual when God
says,
shows up.
Certain
now,
of them
this is not something that you just kind of listen to me carefully
also.
Now. Notice
so
what Isaiah is doing here.
This is not something you work up.
I've
been in services where people try to work up.
But I want
God
to
showing
focus
us.
On the
you
latter
pray down,
part
God showing
of
up.
This chapter.
Listen to
now,
me now.
Someone has well described this
I've seen folks try to pump it up.
And I'd like
gonna
to bring your attention
up.
To it before we get
We're going
to
work up God showing up. That you don't work God.
Chapter.
Listen, you don't work God that way.
It's the chapter.
Here's Isaiah. And he's saying, God have mercy on us.
The book
Would you come down? He's praying.
That
he's asking God to come down. And he's saying, we need your presence.
Right here it is in verse number 1.
Look if you would. I'll just draw your attention. Verse number
12. That last little phrase there.
That the mountains might flow down at thy presence. What a statement.
Amen. It wasn't
he said,
open.
When God shows
Listen,
up, things
it wasn't
change.
Open to let Jesus
Nothing's
out.
It's the same.
And he
it
begins
was open
to
give analogies.
In. Amen.
Of
and
things
I'm glad
that,
for an open
that,
and an empty
God does when he shows up.
Aren't you?
He moves
Amen.
Things.
Notice
what this is all about.
Every one of these
Listen,
things
are pointing toward
the tomb of Jesus.
Look at verse
still
number 2.
Filled. We need to
That's
go home.
The melting of the fire.
That's right.
But I'm glad that it's not.
God moves the heart.
I'm glad that it's empty.
Then he says,
he is
fire
not here.
That causeth the waters to boil.
Standing
it
by
moves the
waters.
He is risen.
He said to make thy name. And here's
and
why.
And then if you look, God,
I'm asking you to show up.
And we talked
look
about
if you
this.
Would,
and I'm
verse number 29.
Through this to get through some things
Bible
I want to bring to you.
That these
he said in verse number 2,
disciples on
I
the road of Emmaus opened up
this.
Their home.
There's
they
nothing wrong with praying this way.
Matter of fact, to abide, they said, abide with us.
And he went
he's saying,
in.
God, I want you to show up.
He went into the
so that
home
we can
that
have.
Was open.
And here's why a lot of folks
and there's
pray
a whole
this
message
way.
There.
God, I want you to
I
show up so we can have a feeling.
Person in the presence
we can feel something. That's
Jesus
not what
Christ.
Isaiah said.
Look, if you would, in verse number 31.
God, I want you to show up
their
so
eyes.
We can
in verse
be on top of the mountain.
And their eyes
that's not what Isaiah
were
said.
Open. I want you to notice the primary reason that Isaiah prayed for God
and
to come down and His presence might be known. He said in verse number 2, look at it. He said,
I've often thought about how the Bible says, if you'll look back.
Now here's something that's really important.
Verse number 27.
If we could just for a moment set aside our name,
expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning
our denomination name.
What a Bible conference.
If we could just for a moment get honed in on the most important thing that we'll ever experience is the presence of God.
No doubt he stopped by.
That thy name, look at it in verse number 2, that
Abraham offered up Isaac and right
on through. To make thy name known to thine adversaries.
What a statement.
He opened up.
The Bible
God, I want
says
your
their understanding.
He opened up the scriptures in verse number 32.
I want
and
your
then
enemies
in verse
to
number
know.
35.
There's no
we
God
have open
you.
Mouths. They opened
Amen.
Up and they told
and he
verse
said,
number 35.
In verse number
they told
two,
what things were done.
That the nations may tremble.
Look at the emphasis
verse
here.
Verse number 45.
At thy he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. You see that?
And then
exclamation.
Finally,
if
you look at verse number 51,
I want the presence of God to be so strong
Jesus ascended
that
back
men will know.
I was reading
it's
this
God.
Week, and I'm certainly not. This
it's not
the
an emotion.
This morning,
it's not some. It's not some
seems
church
to be made
happening.
In the ascension
it's not
Jesus
something
Christ
that
churches
that,
today.
That men have
and
worked
really
up. No, this is something that
it's
God
a shame because
has
when
done
Jesus
because
went
God
back to heaven.
Brethren, he took a
brethren,
ministry
that's what
on.
We need to be praying for.
It was the ministry of high priest.
And he said here, he
and
said
the ministry
that
as
thy
our
advocate,
presence.
We have an advocate with
in
the
verse
Father,
number 64,
Jesus
verse
Christ,
1,
the righteous.
Thy presence. The
and
last
so while we are so
in
thankful
that
two,
Jesus
thy
came
presence.
And he lived.
Now,
it didn't
he
end
said,
there.
When thou didst,
he died and was buried.
Terrible things.
And it didn't end there.
Which we look
he
not
resurrected.
For.
And it didn't end there.
This is,
he
this
ascended.
Is really good right
here. Amen.
You know what Isaiah
you know
is
what?
Saying? God,
it's
we
not
didn't
going
even
end there.
We didn't even
He's coming
back.
God, you just showed up.
He is.
And when he comes,
God, you just showed
I pray
up
that
past.
We would be ready.
And we're asking
well, how can
you
we
do
as
again?
A church, how can we as a body of
you know,
believers
there was a time
be ready?
When,
well, God
when
has given us a mission.
To the meeting place.
God's given us a mission. When Jesus
and,
was here,
God would show up.
He called the disciples together
praying.
Before he
listen to me,
ascended into heaven, and he said, here's what I want you to
we
do
so,
while I'm gone.
So wrapped up in our
now,
weekly
it's not
activities, fellowship
that Sunday gets on us
I'm not
and we haven't
to
even
fellowship
spent time in prayer.
Amen.
We haven't
I go to
prepared
all that
our hearts
to.
For worship.
I like fellowship suppers.
And,
there's
and,
nothing
and
wrong
I, listen,
with
I,
getting
I'm
together
not.
And having fellowship around the table. Say amen
I'm just
with me now.
Making a point here.
And there's nothing wrong with fellowship, period. There's nothing wrong. That's not listen, that's not the purpose of the church.
Holy.
That's not the mission of the church.
We need
the mission
to
of the church
God
is not
a variety
of
programs.
And when he
I'm
does,
not opposed to programs. I
to
think programs can be good if they're Bible-based.
To receive
and we
what
have
he has
Bible-based
for us.
Programs here that
so
engage
we said,
people
God,
of different age groups.
And I want you to write this down.
And, we're thankful
thou
for
thou
them.
Dist,
we're thankful
three,
for those that head them up.
I hope
but the mission of the church
word, is a past tense
is missions. When thou didst
reaching
terrible
people.
Things which we look
it's
not for,
it's reaching people.
See,
that's why
us. Jesus left
this
us here.
And came
that's why
it's
Jesus formed
word.
The church.
He said,
that's
God,
why the church
would
was
you
born
do it again
to reach others.
We're not asking
to reach
you
people.
To do something that you've
now,
never done.
Let's see what Jesus said here. I want you
God,
to notice
we're
some
asking
things
you to show up
that Jesus
again.
Said in
Brother,
this section of Scripture.
We need God to
he
show
said
up
in verse
again.
Number 47,
we need God
he said
to
there was a purpose that the Son of Man, that Christ suffered
across our nation
and died.
In verse number 46.
And rose again.
The power and the
there was a purpose for
God
it. Now, what
like
is the mission? What is he telling them
we
to do?
It.
Notice what he said.
And here
he said,
Isaiah
the
is
purpose of that
the,
is that repentance,
the,
look at it in verse 47,
if you will,
that repentance
serious.
And remission of
we'll
sins should be preached.
Let's pray.
Did you get that?
That's why the devil doesn't
that's
want me
the
to
purpose.
Pray.
That's the purpose. See, that's our purpose.
That's
brother.
Why the devil doesn't want
that's
you
our,
to pray.
That's our mission.
Because God
our mission is to preach a message. And
let me show you what I'm talking about.
Is repentance
he said in verse number
and
four,
remission or
way,
forgiveness
verse number three
of
ends
sins.
Again, doesn't it?
Thy now notice what he said here.
We think
he said that
about.
It should be preached.
Verse number one ends with what? Thy presence.
Preach.
Verse number two. Thy presence.
Is that what Jesus
verse
said?
Three,
that's
presence.
The mission.
I think Isaiah wants to be in the presence
the
of
church.
God.
It's
I think
mission
Isaiah is looking
to preach
for
a message.
God to show up
and that message
and
is to
something.
Include the repentance
and, then look at verse
and the remission
four.
Of sins.
For since
and it's
the beginning
be
of the world,
his
men have not heard nor perceived
not to be in the
by the ear.
Neither hath the
it's
eye
not to
seen
be in the,
God
the denomination's
name.
What he hath prepared
it's
for
not
him
to be in some dogma or tradition of men. Name.
Now, there's a lot
it's not
to be
even
said
in
about
the preacher's
prayer,
name.
But this is one thing that
it's
we need
to be
to
in
Jesus'
name.
There has to
you
be an importunity
so he said, the
in prayer.
Mission
just have to keep
of the
praying.
Church
right,
is the mission
of
preaching.
America's gone.
America's not gone. and the remission of sins in Jesus' name. But it doesn't end there.
Getting all upset.
It goes on to say.
That's like the way we do things around here.
That it must be among
all nations. I'm not really interested if a man likes the way we do things.
That's world evangelism.
See, I don't seek and ask God.
That's what we are focused on here.
Not just today.
Is he going to like this?
But every time we meet,
is this individual going to like this?
What we're focused on
every day of our lives.
We want to do it the way God
wants
it done. People
saved.
All right? We want to do the sharing.
We want God's blessing upon this work
with others.
You say, well, preacher,
so
I have
he said right here, he said, you keep
no
praying.
Concern about
this
that.
Individual said, well,
God doesn't care about
there's
America.
There's two reasons.
I said, I beg differ with
churches,
you, my friend,
that Christians, professing Christians,
God does care about America.
Have no concern.
God cares about every country.
About the mission of the church.
God cares
number
about
one,
every place.
Is there
not
God a part
cares about
of the
every person.
You see,
if
you have no burden,
and when I listen
get
to me,
the
I'm
place,
trying to help you
get
to a place or another
God
to the place
somebody would
to
get
where
it.
We have it fixed
if
in our
you
heart that
have
God
no
doesn't
concern
care.
That's the work
about
of
the
devil.
Lost condition
God
of
does
the world
care.
That is without
God does
Christ,
care.
Then
and
there
God
is a strong probability
me to
that you have never
he said
been
right
saved
here, he said,
in the grace of God.
You just wait on God.
You
that you are unregenerate.
Don't you lose
that
hope.
That you are yet in your
so
sin.
I've been praying for years,
that you have
preacher.
No
well, you
burden
keep praying.
Because you have no spirit
you keep
of God
don't you ever
that lives
up.
In you
we've
that
had
creates
some situations
a
happen
burden
just
for
in
a
the last
world.
Couple of weeks where people have been praying for
number
years.
Number two,
and
you
God
could be saved
pray.
In the grace of God. I don't
they
know your heart.
They could stand right up here tonight.
It's not my purpose in life to judge your heart.
They kept praying.
But it is my purpose to tell you
they
that the mission of the church is missions.
They got weak in
and the
belief.
Only way
but
that
you know
I'm going to have
they
a desire
and God
that
I'm
going
to
be
enabled
their prayer.
You know
that
why?
I am
because
going
God
to
answers
have
the prayers
the strength
of his
and the
people.
Power
right.
and the wherewithal to carry out
don't
that mission
praying.
Is to be filled
you,
with
listen,
the Holy Spirit
you come
Spirit
to me from time
God.
To time and you tell me
it's the only way.
I need to be told too. Preacher,
it's the only
don't
way.
Quit praying.
Notice just keep praying, preacher.
What the Scripture says.
Listen, don't quit. Don't you quit praying.
Verse 37. That's what the devil wants you to do.
Here's your mission.
A prayerless church
is a dying church if it's not already dead.
Men need to repent.
You want to wake a church up, listen to me. You
brethren,
get a church on
we
fire for God,
about
and we'll pray, and God will show up and things will happen, brethren.
Repentance.
God will show up and things will
can
happen.
Can I tell you
but
that the work of
take.
Jesus Christ on the cross
that's what
demands
take,
repentance.
Pray.
And Isaiah began
repentance.
To pray.
Jesus
and
he said,
from the beginning of the
that,
world,
right here
he said,
in this
listen,
same
don't
gospel
you ever
account,
doubt,
Luke,
God,
chapter 13,
God
verse
forgive
3
me
and 5,
for my puny
I tell
prayer.
You nay, but except you repent,
look what he said in verse 4,
all,
he said,
likewise,
for since the beginning
perish,
of the world, man
Luke,
hath not
in the book
heard
of Acts,
nor proceeded to the end, neither
have I seen,
he said,
what
listen,
God
the time
can do.
Of this ignorance, God winked
can do for them that wait on him. He said, don't you quit
praying.
You haven't seen, listen, you haven't seen
the
half
of
the mission of
the church.
Rather, man hasn't seen this, and God, man hasn't seen just but a little bit
out?
Of what God can
well,
do.
We'll see
we just need
moment.
To keep
let's,
praying
let's
and believing and trusting.
On what,
and I'm telling
what the
you
plan
that there's more for us
what's the
that
plan?
Will trust
what's, what is
on
the mission
God
of the church?
And wait on Him.
It's mission.
There's more for us. If
don't
we lose
praying.
Sight of that,
don't
we've lost our purpose.
Now.
That's
I
the
read
work
the
of the enemy.
This week of two,
that's the work of the enemy.
Of a young man.
So, well, preacher, I've been praying
been
about something for years.
Sandbox.
Well, there have been many.
And
he was out in the sandbox
here.
And he became,
I think about old Abraham,
he became
bored.
One of my favorites.
And so went in the house and he got his mother and he
Romans
got his grandmother
four,
and he said, I want you to come.
We're just talking
and
about
I want
Abraham
you to pray
in
the sandbox
with
me.
That he was strong.
And so he
in
gave
faith.
Them, of
listen,
course,
he
the,
hoped
the,
against
the
hell
and the shovel.
He had,
in
he had grown weak.
Say amen.
And God came
and
to
so
him
he gave
and
him a pail
and
a shovel and
they
went out to
the
sandbox
and
he was
strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Digging away. And then they began to engage
in
conversation.
That what God
in the course of the conversation,
that he was also able to
forgot about what
they
were.
Why they were
you
there.
Believe that?
So they just
you believe
were
that what God has promised,
to
He's
one another,
also able to perform.
Sometimes women
do you, brethren?
Do. And so the little
do
boy,
I pray that you
he just said, you
I
know
pray
what?
That I, listen,
forget
if
this,
I quit
so
believing that,
the backyard.
I pray that I have enough of
well,
backbone to get out of the ministry.
Here's mom and grandma standing
if I ever
in the sandbox
quit believing that God can't do what He has said in this book and even more that He can do, then I will just,
talk to one another.
Sit down and shut up.
They were in the sandbox.
And I mean that.
To talk to their
I don't ever want to get up and just preach going through the
motions.
If I didn't believe it in my heart, brother,
God left
I wouldn't get up and preach it to somebody else.
A lot of Christians are doing that.
And people
Isaiah
are looking and pointing
from the
and smirking and laughing because they're thinking, what is that?
He said, God hasn't shown
what is that?
You just a little
that's
bit of what
a church.
Do.
That's
then
not
look at
a
verse
Christian.
Number 5.
See, brethren,
now, I like this.
Folks know
and I want you to underline
what a church
some
should
I'm
be.
I'm going to show you some things that really challenge
folks
and
know what a
my
Christian
heart.
Should
I
hope
be. It will yours.
It's not really difficult.
I am so
it's
glad
laid out.
That
our
God
mission
meets people.
As far as identifying it, it's not difficult.
Thou meetest him.
God left us here to reach people with a message.
Man. Isn't that something?
Amen.
Look at that, brethren. Just think
about that. Not to say God left the preachers here.
Thou
God left Christians here. Every
see, God doesn't meet with just anybody.
It's to get
I've said it from this
involved
pulpit, almost from day one.
In reaching
God does business
people
with those that mean
with
business.
The gospel of
what
Jesus
do you mean,
Christ.
Well, let's see what Isaiah.
How many of you believe that? Raise your hand and give a good hearty amen.
That little phrase there. Look what he
now,
said.
I'm not going to ask
thou
the same group
meetesteem.
To do the same thing.
Not just
but I wonder if all those that raised their hand and said amen
no.
got involved this past mm-hmm. week in fulfilling
thou
that.
Thou meetest him.
You see,
you
it's one thing to say
God?
We believe it. But I'm going to tell you what we really believe, and it
if
begins right
do,
here with your pastor.
Here's
we
what
really
the Bible
believe
says,
what we do,
show in your life,
not what we say.
It says, "Thou meetest
so while
him,
it is easy to sit in a good Bible-believing church
him.
In an air-conditioned building
praise God
and,
he
and have someone
me.
To pose the question to us,
aren't you
do
glad
you
God
believe that
man,
the mission of the church is missions? Do you believe that it's your place as a Christian, as a believer in Jesus Christ, to reach people with the gospel message to say amen?"
There's two things here.
And then we're asked the question,
how
many
the
people
that
did you approach with
right?
this message
thou
in the last 7 days?
That rejoiceth and worketh
so
righteousness.
So I put my faith
now
promise.
What's that mean?
That means that those
offering
who rejoice in doing what's
in
right.
In the offering plate this morning.
So
you know
I
what?
Do
I'm
right.
glad you did.
Do you?
I'm glad you did.
Did you
that.
Do right like this?
And
well,
I prayed for
it,
some missionaries this past
said,
week,
so,
Pastor.
Well,
I prayed for some of
you.
Our missionary families. As Brother David had said earlier, I contacted some of our missionary families. And you know what? I'm glad you did.
With him.
I am.
That rejoiceth
I think that's commendable.
And worketh
but can
righteous.
I tell you,
look
praying for your missionary families and giving
I want
to
do
your faith
right.
promise
why?
Because
does
it's
not
honoring
replace
to God. God said, I'm
the,
be with
the
you.
Purpose that God left
amen.
You here.
Is that what the book says, brother?
It's your place to get to telling people.
That's what the book
it's
says.
It's my place to
the book's
be
always
people.
Right.
To be telling people.
Thou meetest him.
This message.
Thou meetest
our mission.
With him.
Now,
that
certainly our place
and
work given so others can go places
so
that God we can't
meet
with really
me.
Tell it.
Now, this is another
it's
way
our place to pray, as we'll see here in just a moment, that
see,
God would work
this,
in the lives of
listen,
those who do
Isaiah
go and
said,
in the lives of those who stay
look
and tell
down.
It
then he said, no, God, we need
but
more.
What
come
is
down.
This mission based on?
I want to
give you just a few simple
one.
Things, and then we'll
thy
be through.
Thy presence,
okay?
verse 2.
I'll just name
presence,
them this morning,
three.
And then in verse
we'll
number 5,
them another time.
He said, instead of thy
but
presence,
I name them. Number one,
he gets intimate with
God.
And he said, it's like a meeting
see,
time. God meet
if what
with
we
us,
do is
God
not founded
with
and based on the Word of God,
with?
It's to no avail.
With those who,
notice
who
what Jesus said here
right.
in verse number 44.
Isn't that what he said?
He said unto them, these are the words.
How about you? How about
which
me?
Which I spake unto you while I was
I
yet with you.
This is Wednesday night.
That all things must be fulfilled.
I'm not saying
which
that people
were
who don't go to
written.
Church on Wednesday
I want you
night
to highlight that.
I'm
in
not
your
saying
Bible.
That at all. But I think we all know that those.
Jesus said, "This
enough,
is the
folks that
this is the source."
So don't misunderstand my statement
of this mission.
But usually,
it's the Word of God.
Folks who find it important enough.
Preacher,
to
why am I to go tell people
Wednesday
about being saved?
Me?
Because God said so in His Word.
There's
why am I to give to missions that others
come.
May go? Because God said
but
so in His
those
Word.
Who want to be
why
faithful,
am I to pray so that others can go
right
and be empowered to share the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Right
because God
deeds.
Said so
that's
in His Word.
That's what that word righteousness means.
See,
right
this is what
works.
God says.
I want to do what is right
on the Word of God.
Listen,
and
the disciples were not a group of clever men that concocted some kind of plan and said, all right, now, run with it.
This is what Isaiah is saying.
We do not
if
do what we
know,
do because it's been handed
up.
Down to us
well, you,
from some idea or some speculation or some ingenious plan that somebody had.
That's
brethren,
we
do what
we
do
tonight.
Because it's written
you're
in this book.
Here. Listen, I'm not going to judge you.
God said do it.
Especially
that's
at the
all we need.
Seat. No man's going
to God
judge
said
no
do
man.
It. And we need to do it.
Brethren, we are to do what we do because it pleases
so
God.
So Jesus said,
and
these
said,
are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things, and here's a key word,
must.
You want to experience the presence of God?
All things
now,
must
tell you
be fulfilled,
now, I
which were written in the
law
of Moses,
God knows my heart.
And in the prophets,
and, folks in
and
here
in the Psalms, here's the key,
to this
concerning
fact.
Me.
The presence of God can get so strong
that it
concerning
will put
me,
you on your face, and you won't
the
even
the source
your
is the Word of God. We have a mandate. We've been commissioned.
You say, one time
we've
I got excited
and
I jumped up and clicked my heels.
To go
well,
into
you might
all
do that
the world
at a ball game when your team
and
wins.
Preach the
I'm
gospel.
Not, listen,
to every
and by the way, if you rejoice that way,
I want
to
encourage you.
It's not going
to
affect me. If you think
to
that's going to slow
the
me down for preaching, you don't know much about me.
That God saved you to fulfill.
Kick your heels up.
Not going to slow me down at all.
The chief purpose
As a matter of fact, if I got a little spring in my step, I might kick my heels up too.
Is to conform us to the image of His Son,
the presence of
and
God,
to tell those that are outside the body of Christ how they can be saved in the grace of God.
That you will get prostrate on your face.
The Word of God. Number two, notice what else He said. Not only is it the Word of God, there's a message.
There's something humbling.
There's a message in the Word that needs to be shared with man. Notice the message. Look what he said in verse number 40. After he said that in verse 44, verse 45, he said he opened their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures.
I believe you do.
Do you know there's people that are sitting on church pews across this great nation, and America is a great nation.
Shows himself.
And I thank God for America. And there's good folks,
Isaiah's praying like
saved people,
God, come
sitting
down
in churches that have yet to understand the purpose,
let them tremble at
or
your
the
presence,
mission of the church's
God,
missions.
Meet with us.
Amen.
They are involved in so many different things.
In verse number four,
and they have forgotten.
He's talking about his enemies, his adversaries. He's saying God has some adversaries.
He
said, God, show yourself to your adversaries. But then he said,
of their life,
those that wait on you,
is to tell other
people. God, show yourself to us too. Meet with us in verse number five. Thou meetest him that
rejoices.
Notice
what Jesus said.
Then look at that second part in verse number five.
Their understanding.
That
so
they might
that understand
rejoiceth and worketh righteousness.
You know, when
and
you begin
that,
to read this book,
remember
and you see
thee,
then
Jesus
thy
is
ways.
The message of this book. It'll change the way you live.
Got to have faith.
When you begin to read the Bible, and
you
got to
remember
that
so
God
many things,
can
do
so
all
many
things,
valuable truths
don't
in the
you
Scripture
forget
that
now
we apply to
our
lives, but none
life.
Greater
it's an easy thing to do it.
Than Jesus is Lord.
Now think with me now.
And here's the message
it's
he said, I want you to get. Look at verse 46. Thus it is
written. It's an easy thing to forget.
In other words, the reason that the source
the prayer
of your mission is the Word of God
prayer
is because the Word of God says
in our lives
that it behooved Christ
careful
to suffer.
As time goes along, we'll forget some of these.
The Word of God tells us
that
Jesus came
lives
and lived and died and was buried.
Isaiah saying, Lord, you'll meet
you see, this is not some denominational creed, brethren.
Right
listen
thing
to me now. This is not some tradition that's been passed down to us by a group of others. This is the Word of God.
There's nothing that God can do.
And it's been written
that's what he said,
that it behooved
those
Christ
that remember
to suffer
in thy way.
That's
ways
his death and burial.
Then he elaborates.
Then notice the
bit
next
I'm
thing
I'm going to spend
is,
a little
that
time
is
here
given in the Word of God. And to rise from the dead the third day.
Then he begins to give some.
In other
real
words, this gospel message
encouragements
is the mission.
Some real.
But this gospel message will not be known in case this mission is carried out by those in whom the mission is given. And that's why verse 47 says,
I've been
and that repentance and remissions of sins.
But I'm glad for the encouragement
be
that God
preached
gives me. And I know that you,
we need
if
to
you
get
had
the word
time,
out there.
You would stand and say,
you
got to
get it out
for the encouragement.
Listen,
that God
the work's been done. But there's
I believe
yet untold multitudes of people.
I've asked you
who
to set aside an hour.
We have
and
got
pray for
to get
our churches, brethren, our churches. Pray for our
mission of the church,
our leaders,
missions. There's certainly nothing wrong with peripheral
and it may be
in secondary things in the church, but I'm
going to
tell you, brethren,
30 minute sessions,
the chief
or maybe just get along with God in
the
prayer closet and just pray for an
hour is getting this message out.
So well, I'm not going to do that.
That's what
Pastor,
we want to focus
that's
on. That's why I have bus ministry. That's why we have missions program.
That.
That's why we have Sunday school.
I'm not trying
that's why
to,
we have soul winning. That's why we have
out prayer life.
We want
that's between you and God. I'm just trying to encourage you to pray.
It
says here in
a church,
verse number five,
will lose its purpose.
He said,
"When it forgets its mission."
Behold,
you'll
with
be
me there in
listen,
verse number five.
Will
the
be old lady standing
thou art
in the sandbox.
See, God was angry,
and
for
people
we have
will be
seen
pointing and laughing.
Now, again, don't forget
that's
the context
happened
in
today's
written.
World
the children
in which
of
we
Israel
live.
Had been taken
people have
into
no regard for the church
the
anymore. You know why?
Back,
the church,
and
as
here's
a
Isaiah,
whole
and he's praying, and he said, "God, he said,
its
we're in a bad way."
We think it's our place to entertain
people. I don't think
people.
I have to stand up
that's
here.
Not
I'm not
the place.
Spend
that's
time
not the purpose of the church.
To try to convince you that
now
America's in a bad way.
Concerts,
I'm not,
entertaining
I'm just
people.
Not do that.
Listen, rock
and that
music
and
all this.
And large,
that's not the purpose
are in a bad
of the
way. I'm not going to try to
dry,
convince you
color
of that.
Light.
I don't think
that's not
that's even a talking point. I
not
think that just
entertainment.
A
that's not the purpose of
knowledge of what's going on in our country and in our churches across this country. I think that we know that we're in a bad way.
The source of that. Is the
and
word
here
of God.
Is the prophet. Here's
the
Isaiah saying,
number two.
You're angry.
Number two. The subject.
You're angry. We haven't
if
done
the word of God
what
is the source.
You have bid us
well,
to do.
What, it says
what you
here
made us
in
to
verse
do. What you purposed us to do.
And
be
you're angry
about
the subject
that.
In his
and then he said
name.
In verse number 5, he said,
I have
for we have sinned.
Now,
I
like what
Isaiah
is saying.
If you write
God,
your Bible, if not,
it's
just look
not
at
their
look
fault.
At verse 44. The last part says,
see,
concerning
earlier,
me.
When he was praying, he talked about
see,
God's adversaries.
That's the subject.
Jesus
he
is
said,
the
God,
subject.
God, show up. Look, if you would, in verse number 27. We'll go back that far. In verse number 27, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures of things concerning himself.
Well, we'd like to think so. You and I would like to believe that,
so
right?
Here's the
come
subject,
on.
Brethren, of the mission
we'd
of the
like
church.
To think, well, I tell you,
the subject
if,
of the mission of the church
the
is not how we do
and,
things
and
in the Western
the,
world.
The prostitutes
amen.
And all the bad
we're
things going on in America.
Oh, no.
We could have revival. Listen, none of that has
we're
anything to
do with
the
we're
going to
show them the way we do it at
Fellowship Baptist
God's
Church.
Quit I like praying. The way we do it here at Fellowship Baptist Church.
We quit rejoicing to do what's right.
Of missions is.
We quit wanting to please God and we become men pleasers and self pleasers.
It's Jesus.
He said it's our
fault. It's not a mission board.
It's our fault. He elaborates more on that.
It's not.
Look in verse number 7.
The subject
I want you to look at the last
the
little phrase in verse number 7.
Of the
7.
Church
because
is Jesus Christ.
Of our
notice again what it says
iniquities.
Here. Look at verse 46.
We've
he
seen
said unto
it's
them,
our fault.
Thus
we're in
it
a
is
bad
written,
place.
And thus it behooved.
And
here he is. Here's
faith.
The subject.
Christ.
This is who missions is about.
Christ. Well, that's about
that
Christ
says,
and some of the old missionaries of
no
old.
Different.
No, it's not. It's about Christ.
It's no different.
It's about Christ and those who were martyred
what
for Christ's sake.
Well,
no, it's
said,
not. It's about Christ.
Of course, verse number 6.
Christ and Christ alone.
Verse that probably many have memorized.
Again, the scripture
it's
says, if you'll notice, in verse number 47,
Isaiah 64.
But we are
said,
all as an unclean thing,
and
all remission of
sin
should be preached in His
see,
name.
God wants us
the
to
subject.
Rejoice.
So the
in
source
right
is the
act.
Word of God.
But he said all of our righteousness,
if a missionary
all
cares
of our,
anything other than
our,
this book right here and expects
right
to do the mission
rags.
Of the church, he's messing up.
Why?
Because it wasn't done.
You get you
the copy of the Word of God in the native
tongue.
They were not
if you don't
done
have
in the proper
then
motive.
I pray that God would help and send linguistic majors and people
all
that can help give a translation of
leaf,
good,
we
accurate
fade
translation,
in our like
translation of the Word of God
away.
So that those people
look
can
verse
have
seven,
a Bible
there's
in
none
their native tongue
and you can give
that
them the Word of
up
God.
Himself. You see that in verse 7?
Because that's what's going to change
sometimes
their life.
Sometimes we just have
life.
To stir up ourselves, don't we?
The Word of God changes lives, brethren.
We do.
It does. Not some, listen, not some
he
formula, some plan, some 12-step, some penance act, some merit system. No, it's the Word right here that Isaiah is going to say.
And then the Son
he
of
said,
God.
Here's some things that
he's
you
the
need
subject.
To remember.
Now thirdly,
number
watch
one,
this. Not only is there the source
of
mission and the subject of
don't
mission.
Don't forget who you
but
are.
Thirdly,
now
there is
there's
a portion
the
of this prayer. And you can
notice
remember
the Bible
what we
lays it out right
in chapter 63 and again in chapter 64.
Well, we're
64.
Busy in our Jerusalem.
There's a portion of this petition
way,
that
I
deals with
the way the Lord Jesus
with those that are not God's
noted
people.
It here in verse 47.
He said that repentance
but
and remission of sin should be
God's
preached in his
don't
name
forget who
among all nations. But he said it must begin at
brethren,
Jerusalem.
I need to be reminded of this. And
now
you
I know
do
that,
too.
That means
we're
right there at
God's
home.
Children.
But I want you to think of what
yes,
just happened in
some
Jerusalem.
Things that have fallen
these
away
people
off.
Just killed him.
Right? They just
yes,
beat him and falsely accused
our
him.
Churches are,
and screamed
are
out, crucify him.
You know, this is... I
and
believe
yes,
what this is saying,
Christendom,
I really do.
As
I believe
we
know
Jesus
it,
is trying to tell
not
these men
near
here what
listen.
It used to be. And that, by the way, that's going to get
this
brought
message
up here in just a moment.
Can change anyone's
but
life.
That doesn't mean that it can't return anyone.
All right, don't you ever give up on that. Don't
there's
ever give
no
up on that.
There's no one that cannot be
and I'm
going to
show you why. It's right here in this section
by the message
of Scripture. First
of
all,
of the
notice
of
what he
Christ.
Says. Look no at verse number 8. I like this.
The mission.
After
the
in the latter part of verse number 7, after he said we're in a bad way, and it's because of our iniquities. God, we've done it
well,
to ourselves.
Our church has a ball
he
team.
He said this.
That's not,
but
listen,
now, oh
that's
Lord,
not that important.
Thou art our Father.
We have a youth group.
That's not what the church is about.
I thank God
don't leave
youth
us
group.
To ourselves.
That's not what the church is
amen.
About.
Amen.
We have youth
God,
activities.
God, you're our Father. We're counting
thank
on
God
you. God,
that.
We need you.
I think
don't
we ought to do things
to
with our young people, and we ought to engage them
we went our way, and we've done our thing, and we've paid a price.
That's
not a tough price it was to pay.
God,
we brought this on ourselves. Please, God, We remember
we
that thou art our Father.
Get
I want you to underline
so
that if you write
in
your Bible.
Don't you ever forget
that
who
you
leave
belong
out
to.
The primary.
Don't you ever forget who you belong
church.
To.
And that's
God
reaching
loves you.
People with the gospel.
You are
of Jesus
listen,
Christ.
You are the love of His heart.
I want to drive this into your heart.
You're one of His children.
In such
God
a way
you.
That when you go home,
and He's listening.
It will be resounded
don't you ever forget
in
that.
Your heart and your
you
mind.
You say, preacher, sometimes when I pray,
of the church,
I don't sense that God's listening.
Missions.
But that doesn't mean that He's not.
It's getting this
God's
message
to
he
other
said,
people.
Thou art our Father.
So that's the mission of the
preacher. We are the clay, and thou art the potter, verse 8.
And if it's not,
shame on
you.
And we all are the work of
thy hand.
You know, I believe what Isaiah is saying here.
You need to get to
even those
people.
That wouldn't even leave.
You need to get to
those that got comfortable back in Babylon. Now listen to me,
program.
We those that got comfortable back in Babylon
in
wouldn't get up and leave with this remnant to go rebuild some things. God, we all.
I like the way Isaiah included them all.
If you are not engaged,
so a preacher, God, he's not satisfied with some of those that have
the gospel of Jesus
gotten out of
Christ,
the will of God and out of fellowship with God. Well, he's not satisfied with them, but he's not satisfied with some of us too
in that endeavor.
And so Isaiah
I'm
saying,
now, Lord,
I want
that.
You to I want you to know that we know that thou art our
because
Father.
Before
and
we
all
think
would you
that
underline
the
that
source
we all
and the subject
the
and the
hand.
Scope,
what a,
which
what
is
a
all
great
nations.
Statement.
Which, by the way, that's why these men are here today. We can't reach all
he
nations
said,
without our
in
missionary
the latter
partners.
Part of verse number 9,
we can't
he
do
said
it
again. Look at it.
This local church,
he said,
there is absolutely no way we can carry out
remember iniquity forever.
The mission.
Behold,
without
see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people. You see, he said it again.
We have our home base. We have our Jerusalem here.
Now,
God,
we
none of
be,
us deserve this.
We should be doing our
now,
part.
If you're not careful, now listen to me carefully.
But then,
if you're not careful,
it may begin
I'm not careful,
at Jerusalem,
we'll
it doesn't
well,
end there.
God owes me something.
There's a key word
I stayed
in verse number 47 that I want you to highlight
to
or underline. It's a little small word.
God owes me something.
But it makes all the difference.
I don't miss the mark. I'm here. I read my Bible.
Listen, I'm glad you
we
do
believe
that.
God
I believe
means
he
what he
says
does.
And says what he means.
That doesn't mean God
that
owes
literally.
Us anything.
All nations, brethren.
And what this prophet is
I
saying
I don't know
is
that
God
I'd ever
just
heard
have
mercy
of
mercy on
anybody
God,
going to Greenland
just have
before
some
today.
Mercy on us.
We need you to show
but
us
I'm
some
glad
favor.
God is calling people
we
back.
Need some mercy, aren't you?
We don't want to get to comparing ourselves with others
I'm
say, well, at least I'm in church, or at least I still read my Bible, or at least I don't do this, or at least I'm not doing that. Hey, junk all that. What Isaiah is saying is, God, we need you. We need you, God. We need you.
Right here at Fellowship
and forget
Baptist Church.
What you've done. Remember verse number 6? All of
our
righteousness.
Our
forget all
Fellowship
that.
Fellowship Baptist Church is in a building project right
we
out back
what
here.
What we need to do is get focused on who
38
God
acres,
is.
And it's our
not
vision
what we've done.
That God would grow
we would all
the
be
ministry
honest,
here and
sometimes
that our home base
right
would
here.
Increase. As our tent
we
is enlarged right and our ministry
well, you know
grows across
I'm
the street,
not all that, but
we don't
not
ever
like
want to forget
well, God said,
in
listen,
light
you need
of
to stay
what this message is,
how you need my presence.
That is just
final
a
thing.
Part of what the mission of this church
and
is.
And I want you to take this home with you.
It goes beyond right. This building, this property.
He said, God, you're mad at
that property.
Now, some people believe that God doesn't get
into
mad.
All
oh, yes, God gets mad.
Nations.
Yes, he does.
And if we ever get so focused on what God is doing here, I read
shortly
in the book of Acts, where the church at Jerusalem suffered
our
great persecution
child, Meredith,
because they would not carry out
Spain.
The great commission.
About 2 weeks. Now I'm just carrying on. Just relax.
So we must.
I got you. I had to wake some
focused.
Of you up.
Now how are we going to do that? I want to close with
by
this.
By the way, it's good to see Brian. And
this is the most important thing
Paisley.
Of missions.
Have you had the spanker yet, Brian?
We have the source. Say, can
okay.
It get more important than the
I'm
Word of God?
Stacey.
Well, let's see.
Okay.
We have the subject, Jesus Christ. Can it get more important than that? In order to fulfill the mission, I believe.
Congratulations.
It can. We have
she's beautiful.
The scope,
amen.
The world, all nations, the strength.
I got to say it, Brian.
Had
we went to visit them in the hospital, I don't even think. I
this
think
chapter
like, I
and other passages of Scripture ended with verse number 48.
Well, I know when it's time to spank her. I said, amen, brother.
He said, and you're witnesses of these things.
Brian, Ryan, I want to make sure he got that thing, the timing down.
There's a whole
I
message
said, there's something
in that.
To click
we're just
in your
to
heart.
Tell what we
and
saw
every
and heard.
Will tell you, there's something to click
sometimes
in your
we try
heart,
to twist
fine.
People, you know, convince, argue with people, win arguments,
God
and
tell you.
You know, listen.
The same way when they ready to get saved.
I need to be
right,
sharing
Dad, listen to
the
me.
Gospel
Mom,
message. You need to
God
be sharing the
know.
Gospel message.
God will let you know.
That's what a witness does.
God talks to parents about his children.
I think some people think that being a witness is a witness for Christ, but a witness is when Christ witnesses through you. Meredith was getting up to the age of where
but
she
you
was
have
getting
seen
a little
and
defined. I don't like defines. We're not going to be able to
way,
fulfill
God
this mission
need.
Without some help.
And God let it
so
be.
Well, I'm glad we
heart.
Have
I'll
pastoral
the
staff.
Thing.
I am too. Thank God for good leadership.
Well, it wasn't too long after that.
I'm glad we
somebody,
have good
you know,
deacons at the church and good
parents.
Teachers and a good missions director.
They're everywhere.
Thank God.
Well, you know, you never should spank your child when you're
people
angry.
People who will step up and
I
lead.
I'm never getting spanked. departments and ministries of the church. But brethren, we need something
never
outside of human resources.
How many of you heard that? Raise your hand. You've heard that.
This mission.
Raise your hand. Keep it up. Keep it up. I want to
get a
look.
And had it ended in verse 48.
I've heard you never spank your child when you're angry. Keep
and
it up.
I really believe this is where a lot of churches are failing.
That's about most.
I think it was Billy Sunday.
How many of you ever spanked your children when you were
most angry? Churches fail not from lack of talent.
That was more than those that never heard.
From lack of purpose.
That's what I was looking for.
Some people said, I never heard it, done it. Some people say,
I
heard it,
a lot of folks don't realize their purpose.
Why a lot of churches
God gets
don't
angry
realize
at
their
purpose.
Now, I'm not for abuse.
And those
and
that maybe do realize don't fulfill
I'm
it.
Not for any
it's
form
right
of
here
abuse.
In verse
I'm
number
not.
49.
But I am for discipline.
God has
God
been speaking to my
children.
Heart.
I'm going to leave you with something. I want you to watch this.
In a
God's
strong
angry.
Way about this thing of being
He's
filled with the Holy Spirit.
And Isaiah saying, God, don't be angry at us.
We're not going to complete God's mission.
And then
we're not
going to
fulfill
it. I hope you will never forget about
without the aid of the Holy Spirit.
I want
Spirit
you to look
God.
With me in verse 9.
So, well, preacher,
nine.
I'm saved. I have
says,
the Holy
be
Spirit.
Not wroth.
I speak
and
to you this morning about something
furious
beyond
it's
possessing
wrath.
The Holy Spirit.
Be not furious in anger. Be not wroth.
Does he possess you?
You say, well, I possess
look
him.
At this next phrase.
That's a good
Don't
thing.
Miss it now.
All saved
Neither
people do.
Remember.
If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Romans 8, 9. But does he have all of you? Are
Psalm
you filled
103.
With the Holy Spirit?
Write these verses.
So I don't know.
Psalm
103
not.
Verse 9 and Psalm 30 verse 5 says that God's anger. Could you stand up this morning and tell this
well,
church congregation how to be filled with the Spirit?
But God's mercy endureth forever.
I don't think I could. Would you have any confidence in someone that told you they were saved and they didn't
I'm
know
saying?
How to tell you how to be?
And here's the prophet reminding God of his promise.
Can I tell you the psalmist, the prophet,
Spirit-filled Christianity is missing.
God have mercy on us. Remember
I told our Sunday school class this morning, I'm going to tell
Don't
you.
Stay angry at us.
The
God
difference
angry.
In first century Christianity
you tell us in your
and
word.
21st century Christianity is spirit-filled Christianity.
Stay angry at us forever.
But you
We've
also
become
tell
professional
us
Christians.
That your mercy.
We can do the work of God forever. Without the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
What
now.
A wonderful truth.
We've
what
got
a
it down.
Truth. Neither remember iniquity.
I'm not judging your heart. I'm
God,
challenging
there was a time
your heart.
When we served you.
When's the last time you emptied yourself of you and
Our
prayed for the fullness of God's
thee.
Holy Spirit in your life so you could carry out God-ordained ministry? Jesus Christ said right here, he said, I'm leaving you a mission.
Look back.
I want you to take this message of repentance and remission
of
sins, and I want you to preach
now
it unto all nations.
Of Israel.
Our
Father
but he said, don't you even attempt
we look back at the
to do this
church
without the fullness
fathers,
of the Holy
back
Spirit.
At the early
Before
church,
you even attempt this, I need you to wait
how things, I mean,
in Jerusalem until you
God.
Be endued with power
That's
from on high. Is that what he said in verse 49, brethren?
Wouldn't you
Read
like
it.
To see that again?
He said, don't you even attempt to do this.
Isaiah said, I would.
Without the fullness of the Holy
he
Spirit.
He said, God, I'm asking
You'll
you to
You'll fall
do
flat
it.
Of your face.
God, would you do it? Would you do it? How are you praying? How am I praying?
So while the mission...
Well, I'm praying
the church,
to get all the things that I want in life, preacher.
The well, greatest need of that
you know
mission
what? There's nothing wrong with praying for
is
needs.
Spirit-filled Christians.
Fact, when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, that was one of the things
The reason
said,
that folks no longer have
needs.
A burden for lost souls, I was sharing
our
this yesterday
bread.
In our pastors and deacons meeting.
Needs.
There was a day when folks that are saved used to
God's
wet
God's
their
presence.
Pillows at night crying over lost souls.
Praying for God's presence.
Now we have dry eyes.
Your home.
Dry pillows.
Church in our country.
There was a day when we had sleepless nights
God is angry.
Because of the burden that God placed on our heart
You'll
for the lost
me that God looks
of this world.
And smiles.
Now we sleep like,
not
well,
now.
I started to say sleep like babies, but I don't know, Brother Brian. Babies don't sleep that well during the night no more.
We need to ask God that His anger,
what's happened to us, brethren,
not last forever.
That He would show us mercy.
We've taken on this mission.
That we would
without
humble
the strength
ourselves before Him and pray
of the one who
seek
gave
His
it.
Face
and ask God to heal our land.
Your pastor doesn't have what it takes
to do something in the lives of his
to
people.
Lead
Let's bow our heads together
in this mission. This church, as talented as it is and as sincere and loyal as it is, does not have what it takes to carry out this mission without the fullness of God's Holy Spirit. Here Jesus said, go, preach this message. Tell them to repent. Tell them I forgive them. But don't you dare try to do it in your own ability and strength. You wait, and I will fulfill the promise and send the Comforter, and you will be endued with power from on high. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? We want to be filled as the Holy, with the Holy Spirit as a church so we can carry out this mission. Don't we, brethren?
Amen.
Don't we? I'm responsible for me. You're responsible for you. And that makes us. So what about it as we stand to our feet? The mission's very clear. It truly is. The mission of the church is to get this message out. To reach people. To reach people. To reach out. That's what missions is. Going. Telling. Winning. But we can't do it without the fullness of God's Holy Spirit. I want you to be honest with yourself this morning. Are you full of the Holy Spirit? Does the Spirit control your life? Is there any known unconfessed sin in your life? What's your view towards sin? Is it lax? Is it lax? Is it soft? If it is, it's because you're living in the flesh and not in the Spirit. What's our view toward the lost? Do we have a flippant, no concern, no care attitude? If we do, it's because we're living in the flesh and not in the Spirit. God help us. God help us. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to carry out this mission. I don't want it to be just a business as usual. I want you to look right up here at me before we close in prayer. When I was a kid, we used to have this saying. When someone would try something that was only for a specific group or individual, we would say, "Don't try this at home." How many of you ever heard that? You know, somebody does something, I mean, it's spectacular, right? I mean, they get on the diving board and they do a three flips. And you say, "Man, I'm going to try that." Okay, go ahead. How'd that work for you? Right? And so this saying would come, and someone would try something. Maybe it was, you know, you seen somebody on a bicycle, and you seen them, you know, whoosh, and jump barrels. "But I can do that. I'm going to try that." And after many, many broken limbs and hospital visits, someone finally said, "Hey, don't try this at home. You don't have what it takes to do that. You better wait until you get some training, or you get someone to show you how that's done. These people have trained and they have gone through what it takes in order to get this done." Can I tell you, that is essentially what Jesus is saying in that verse of Scripture. Don't try this on your own. You cannot do this on your own. We can do it. We can do it. We can tell people. Well, we can open our mouths and it'll come out. We can see when people are lost. We can ask the questions. We can quote the Scripture. We can tell them, "Don't try this on your own. You'll foul it up. You'll hurt more people than you'll help. Wait until you're filled with the Spirit." Is that what he said? "But tarry ye in Jerusalem." Don't you go out and try to reach all nations. You stay right here until the Holy Spirit fills you. And then you go, and then you can fulfill the mission. Let's bow our heads together. I'm going to ask the pianist to come.